We're a member of a generation that has allowed the genocide of Palestinians not only to commence, but to continue, and not only to continue, but even after a supposed ceasefire, which is not a ceasefire really, 500 Palestinians have died since, not died, murdered, to be the linchpin, this pseudo-ceasefire, by which the United Nations has been effectively sidestepped, sidelined, wrecked by the so-called World of Peace, which is a white supremacist construct resembling the British or the Dutch East India Company. We have to hang our heads in shame for allowing this monstrosity to continue. Having made that point, let me now go to the technological dimension of the genocide. I was talking to somebody who worked until very recently for Palantir, and he was telling me that the Gaza event, that's how he described it, was very exciting for technologists. And while trying to avert a stroke in my head, I managed to ask him, explain to me why. And he said, look, he said, oh, what's happening in Gaza is terrible, but it was fantastic for us. I said, please continue, explain this to me. Why was it fantastic for you? He said, well, when you bomb people massively in a densely populated area, they do a lot of things. And he pointed at my phone that was sitting there just like it is now on this table, and he said, your phone is now not moving, it's useless to us. It's only when you move with it that it produces data for us to be able to train the algorithms. But so if in a densely populated area like Gaza, you bomb people, they, if they're not dead, they run around, they try to escape, they are moved from one place to another, they make phone calls, they try to find their loved ones, they rush to the hospital is not there, they run even more. There is a lot of movement that we can train the algorithms. And Palantir, using AWS, Amazon servers, Oracle servers, and so on and so forth, they are training these their own AI programs to do what? To be able to be useful in producing AI commodities, products, that they then sell, let's say, to the British National Health Service, to hospitals, for what? For managing personnel inside the hospitals during emergencies. Let's say there's a bad traffic pileup, do you deal with that panic? They use the Palantir algorithms for organizing the manner in which the personnel operate. These people are not immoral, they're worse, they're amoral.